decision made. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A federal judge sets a timeline on the sealed affidavit used to justify the FBI's search of former President Trump's Florida home.
The magistrate judge will give the DOJ 1 week to propose redactions, but lawyer Deanne Shulman, representing news organizations, says
at this juncture, he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal.
The feds say if they redact everything sensitive, they're likely won't be much text for the public to read or understand. Making too much public, they say, could endanger cooperating witnesses. In West Palm Beach, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A spokesperson for Trump says the affidavit should be released with no redactions. Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg has taken a plea deal, pleading guilty to tax evasion and admitting he dodged taxes on fringe benefits he got from the company, totaling $1.7 million.
This agreement calls for 5 months behind bars in addition to 5 years probation. Now, as part of this deal, Weisselberg will have to testify against the Trump Organization and related Trump businesses, which face similar charges and are slated to go on trial in October. The former president is not a defendant in the indictment.
Fox's David Lee Miller in New York City. Federal health officials say they will offer an extra 50,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine for areas that have upcoming gay pride events. There have been more than 39,000 cases of monkeypox in countries that don't typically see it, but health officials say anyone can get it.
It's important that we all take monkeypox seriously, and it's critical that we do all we can to keep this dangerous virus from spreading.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. Apple is advising everyone who owns one of their devices to update them due to what it's calling serious security vulnerabilities. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A husband charged with killing his wife while on their honeymoon in the South Pacific.
Bradley Dawson reportedly first confessed to police, then recanted after consulting an attorney. That's according to the Daily Mail. 38-year-old Dawson now claims his 36-year-old pharmacist wife Christy Chen's death was an accident and that she was alive when he left her. Officials charge Dawson today with murder. The couple was on their honeymoon on a Fiji Island luxury resort in early July. Witnesses say the two had a drunken argument and continued the heated quarrel as they headed to their private bungalow. Authorities say Chen died from multiple traumatic injuries, including blunt force trauma to the head. Dawson's bail hearing is scheduled for September 1st. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
An Arizona judge has ruled the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints may not use the state's clergy privilege to refuse to answer questions or turn over documents in a child sex abuse case. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension, pay a $5 million fine, and undergo professional evaluation as part of a settlement with the NFL following allegations of sexual misconduct.
Watson recently was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy for sexually inappropriate behavior that qualified under the NFL's definition of sexual assault. Deshaun Watson will be eligible to return to play Week 13 of the regular season, December 4th, when the Browns are scheduled to face the Houston Texans, the only team Watson has played for until now. The game in Houston. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Big Ten has announced a new 7-year media rights deal with Fox, NBC, and CBS worth $7.5 billion. Big Ten football Saturdays will be structured similar to the NFL. That means 3 marquee games being carried in consecutive time slots on 3 different major TV networks. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.